Hello, everyone. This is Vicki with the Vicki Ford Show. It's good to be with you this Monday evening, and I hope each and every one of you are doing great and you've had a wonderful week. I missed you last week, but I'm happy to be back this evening. And I want to share with you this evening, I have a very special guest from my neck of the woods here in Georgia, Brent Atwater, who is a medical intuitive, and she is a world-renowned medical intuitive and pioneer in the science of medical intuition, which means simply that she can look through your body and look inside to see if there are medical issues. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We are neither one of us medical doctors, and we're not here to sit and pretend that we are. We are both spiritual, energetic workers. And if you want to understand about this, listen in, because we're going to be talking about how she goes in energetically into the body. And I, as an ordained minister, am going to be talking to you about the spiritual connections, the emotional reasons why these physical ailments come into the system, the physical body. So we are going to be taking calls tonight. We've had a few people to email us because we've gone on Facebook and Twitter, and we're going to be taking calls as well as talking to you about certain conditions that happen in the body. How are you this evening, Brent?
My body's kicking.
You've been eating all that chocolate.
That's right. I'm going to put it in high octane gear if I've got to look inside and see somebody's nerves and bones.
Well, we'll be taking live callers this evening, and I want to remind everyone that we're also going to be doing, you can go to VickiFord.com, and we're going to be doing another show on this also in April on Blog Talk Radio, so we'll talk a little bit about that later. But, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about how you got involved as a medical intuitive, because, as you know, Brent, there are not a lot of people who can do this and do it well. You do. So tell us a little history about how you knew that you could become or were a medical intuitive.
Well, I'll do this super quick. When I was 5 years old, I was in the test group for Duke University's Dr. J.B. Ryan's extrasensory perception. I was the original test group. And they documented my intuition as being 98% to 97% receivership, which I had no idea what that meant, but it meant that I could receive information from other people. And then when I was in school, I was in the first gifted program that was ever established by Governor Terry Sanford, and that is the gifted program. It was the pilot for all of those around the United States now. But never did this really occur until my fiancé was killed, and all of a sudden my gifts came to the forefront. And then I went back to Duke University and said, I think I'm going crazy. I see all this. I hear all this. I feel all this. And the fellow there said, you know, you're a medical intuitive. And I said, what in the world is that? And he said, take all these books and read them. And when I read the books, I could do everything. And a friend of mine said, well, if you think you could do that, why don't you look at my heart? And I said, sure. And so I looked inside his body, and I saw his heart, and I saw the blood going all through him, and I had to sit down on the ground. I just turned pale white, got cold, and it was all I could do, keep from throwing up. Because when people think about looking inside of a body, I see the actual bone and the actual organs and the actual nerve ganglia and the brain. And one time I made the mistake of looking inside and being inside an intestine. And after I did that one time, I said, never going to go inside an infected intestine again.
Ooh, so, that's fascinating. Yeah, that is a fascination.
The positive side of it is,
yes.
Wow, the bad of it is you be careful when you want to walk around some things and look at it very graphically. You sort of get ready. But doing this for 20 years now, I'm used to it, and I love looking inside the body because each one is a theater. And I, unlike you, look at the physical and at the energy of the physical, and then you have the magnanimous ability to be able to see what is the spiritual cause of it. And I just love it.
Well, it's a combination because, you know, it's very interesting, Brent. I know we're going to look at some of the people. I've got four people here that have called, emailed me personally, and I don't know if you have any others too. And again, we are taking live callers as well. When we get emotional issues going on in our body, whether we bring them in from another life or this life or wherever they come from, it starts to, that energy works on the physical body, and then it actually can manifest into a physical ailment. And that's why it takes a whole team. I heard you say earlier that, and I agree with you totally, you know, it takes a team to work with this type of thing. The body is a complex, the whole being that we are, you know, we're very complex, so it takes a whole team. What might work organically for you might not work for someone else. And you know, everyone that's listening tonight, just know that it's a personal, you know, there are certain vitamins that just don't work for me. I found something that works for me, but it might not work for you. So, you know, each individual is so unique. So I want to... Brent, a lady that I know very well, that I've done readings for, her name is Carol, and she's from Massachusetts, okay? She asked me, she does not have internet access, so she wanted me to do this for her on her behalf because she cannot call in personally, okay?
Okay.
Her name is Carol, and she has had, and are you getting her sense of who she is from her
yes.
name?
Does she have gastrointestinal issues?
Well, I don't know. She said, let me just tell you, she told me she wanted to ask about her, because I'm sitting here writing the emotional down. I believe she asked about her high blood pressure. It seemed to be around her high blood pressure that she was having. She couldn't understand why she had high blood pressure. She had done everything, that she could. And I told her, you know what? I will just ask that question and then she will tune in. And if there's anything else that she picks up, then I will, you know, email her tomorrow and let her know. So you just tell me what you pick up, because then I'm going to talk to everyone here, because there are many of us out here, y'all, that have, different medical issues, and you can learn, even though this may not be you specifically, you can learn from what Brynn is talking about when she goes inside the body. So what do you pick up about her? You had said
when I look inside Carol's body, and I really prefer the first thing, the way I see it is when something is an issue that needs to be addressed, it lights up, or my guides immediately download information while they show me the body part.
Oh, okay.
I think that when you mentioned Carol's name, the first thing that showed up is her digestive tract showed up with a low, low backlight, which means she's had ongoing or chronic digestive issues. And,
okay.
The word, you know, hypertensive is, to me, means I hear the word hypertensive, which is high blood pressure.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think that what I get from the hypertensiveness when I ask about it from my guide is that this is something that she came to experience in this lifetime, because there are physical issues that, number one, cannot be regenerated and restored because you have karmically checked to experience those in this lifetime of your soul's progression. Because a lot of old souls take on a lot of health issues in their last incarnation because they'd rather experience them all at once in their last incarnation so they don't have to deal with them in a lot of the other ones. But I'm getting the high blood pressure as that's karmic, and that's just what she came to experience. And the only thing that if I were when I look inside her body is I think that she has some digestive issues. And I think she eats her food like wolfs it down. And I think she needs to eat slower. I think she needs to take some probiotics. And we need to mention to everybody that neither you or I are allopathic doctors. And these are strict opinions based on intuition.
Right, exactly. All of it is intuitive. Yes, correct.
And so, but I do think that she should take the time to eat slower. I think she is not drinking enough liquids. Because I think that she needs to stabilize her hypertensiveness. I think that she should have, I'm getting that she should have more fluids in her body, because I have a feeling that she doesn't drink the amount of water she should drink.
Okay.
And I also believe that she should take some low-grade probiotics.
Okay.
That helps.
Now, I want to ask you, because I love to talk about this. When someone talks about drinking water, is that the same to you as tea? Or a lot of people will say to me, well, I drink soda, and soda has water. And okay. I say, go ahead.
Your cells are made up of 87% water. They're not made of 87% soda.
Right, okay? Or tea.
Well, now, tea has more components of water because tea is just actually a flavoring of water.
Right. Okay. And that makes total sense to me. Now, I want to make sure that I'm getting all the messages tonight.
Coffee is water flavored. Tea is water flavored. Soda is soda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we have a couple other people that we're going to be talking about, but Carol was one that I really wanted to make sure because she does not have internet access at night. So, Fonga, is it Fiona or Fonia?
It's Sonia.
Sonia, hi.
Hi, Vicki.
Okay, he's going to laugh at this one. Seth's laughing at this one. Okay. Sonia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well. Sonia, this is Brent Atwater from Atlanta.
Vicki's working on her books tonight.
I didn't have my chocolate.
I told you, you should have hyped it on up, girl.
Do you want to talk tonight, Sonia, about yourself or about... I know we have permission on everybody because Sonia and I have spoken earlier, Brent, and I wasn't sure if you were going to talk about Michelle from Montana or you or Jeremiah. Talk to me.
I am calling about Michelle.
Okay.
She lives in Bozeman, Montana, and she's my daughter.
Mm-hmm. We have asked permission. We have already done that. I told her that a week ago that we had to have permission from Michelle. Okay. So we have permission from Michelle.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is in a situation where her body does not seem to be absorbing iron and nutrients. She's having black stools and beginning the process of undergoing numerous tests for that. She's also newly getting cysts on her ovaries at a pretty young age, which are starting.
Do they say she has hemolytic anemia?
No.
Do you want to write those words down? Hemolytic anemia.
Okay.
She's being tested for Crohn's.
No.
Why not?
Well, unless it's part of the blood work that they're waiting for to come back. I know that the doctor did an entire panel on all of her vitamins and minerals levels to see exactly where she's at.
Certainly a gastroenterologist will do the absorptive things like on vitamin A's and E's to see if the body absorbs it. Because you take blood tests to see if, in fact, you'll eat certain things, and does your body absorb now? Unless he did specifics, because you know the water-soluble vitamins or the fat-soluble vitamins, they need to take specific blood tests on those to determine about nutrient lack or insolvency. So you need to see that if in fact they've given those specific tests for the specific vitamins, because some bodies can only absorb one thing and others can do another. Now, the fact that she has black stools, that's usually a sign she's bleeding in her intestinal system. And hemolytic anemia, she could be bleeding in her intestinal tract, which would make her then anemic and not absorbing, which could be from diverticulosis. Irritable bowel will not give you that. Crohn's disease, if it's not detected, could very easily set up a hemolytic anemia event. But in all points of view, because it's a specific test, the first thing I heard in my head was hemolytic anemia. And that's not really something you hear on every little street corner. It's like, where did this word come from? And then I would be sure that, you know, she could have Crohn's or she could have celiac disease. And celiac is to wheat. And I would check on all three of those. But specifically, if you just have a regular doctor rather than a gastroenterologist, they need to pull the specific test for each vitamin's absorption.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And Sonia, as far as, you know, we'll talk a little bit about, just for everyone listening, though, you know, when you look into any of the spleen, you're looking in the spleen chakra, that emotional one. And Sonia, I know you're, you know, you're a Rohan therapist yourself. So, but I just feel that there's some issues with her. I don't know what she fears about life, but I feel like there is something that is blocking her emotionally with her fear about really living her life. It feels like she's living other people's lives. And I feel like this is probably going to be her big lesson in her emotional healing. I know she has a lot of physical healing to go through, but there's something about it. It's actually very good that you came here, okay? Because it's helping her to detach a bit and to kind of gather her own feathers, if you may, her own flight a little bit. It's scary for her, but at the same time, she's going to be able to learn to do it. But there's something about this, I don't know, there's something about her life that I feel, and I feel that if you did maybe someone like myself could do Rohan on her. I know it's hard for family members to do it on each other, but I feel like that there's some very strong issues in the emotional one in her second chakra. With her, well, actually, based on what Brent said, it affects her pain, you know, her muscular system, her elimination system, all of that. I mean, it's affecting all of that. So I just feel like when she's going to have to really get into some deep emotional work to clear this out, you know, from the emotional aspect of it as well. But the physical's got to come first. But she could be doing a little bit of work on it at the same time. So, okay. Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in. At least I know your name now. being that I've talked to you all day. He was Seth laughing because he put an F on there. <That's it.
laughs> Thank you so much. And I will look this up and let her know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, thanks, Sonia, for calling in.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you.
Enjoy. Oh, you're welcome. All right. Talk to you soon. Okay. All right. So, you know, we're going to go from Montana to Georgia, and now we're going to go all the way down, Brent, to Florida.
Well,
and we have, yeah.
The hibiscus sway. Go ahead.
That's right. That's what I love about radio. We can go anywhere we want. As long as someone's calling in, we can go right to you. Sally, how are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing quite well tonight. I'm always happy to be on BBS, so it's good to hear from you. And Brent?
Yeah.
Brent is from Georgia here, so we're just right one state above you. So actually, Brent, I think you're in North Carolina, aren't you?
Right now I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Sally, do you have a medical issue that's concerning you?
I think just my age, just that I have not been good to my body, just in eating habits and things like that. I wonder if it's not too much of an imposition, if she can just kind of do a quick scan.
Well, that's what I do with everybody who calls in, so it's not an imposition, that's what I'm doing.
That's her talent. Sally, that's what she loves to do.
I'm glad you have the gift.
She has the gift. She's got the gift.
I feel very, very honored to be the steward of this gift. So that's what I do for a living, is look inside bodies. Let me see. May I have permission to look at your energy?
Yes, you may.
Yeah. How is it feeling down there in Florida, Sally? Is it hot or cold?
God gave us rain today. It's been very warm and wonderful, beautiful, flower-growing weather.
Ah.
Did you used to smoke?
I still do.
Uh-huh. What you got going with your left wrist? That's lighting up.
I think it's using the computer too much.
All right. Have you had a bone density test?
No.
Okay. You need to go do that. I think you're starting osteoporosis.
Hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you to stop smoking because I can't tell you that. But here's a comment that somebody said to me that my brother smokes. And I heard this comment one time and I said it to him, so I'll pass it on to you.
Okay.
If you don't take care of the body that you have, what are you going to live in when you get old?
Somebody else's body?
Well,
no.
No, there's
no. Okay, no.
I'm sorry. I said that.
No, I think you're being fun. I understand it's an addiction, but I'm going to tell you like I tell my brother. Every time you pick up a death stick, that's your choice. And I honestly do not have any sympathy for that. And maybe I should, but I don't because my brother was telling me how he bought a new gym set and he was doing all this stuff for his muscles. And I said, great, you look good in the casket. Everybody will say, doesn't he have a fabulous physique? Wonder why he kept smoking. So. Mm-hmm. It's just one of my, and this is the best way to say this, and this is being honest with you. It is one of my personal things of every time you take a cigarette, even though it's addictive, you can overcome an addiction. But every time you suck that in, you're basically saying I'm killing myself. And so for you to ask me what can I do with my health is sort of a moot point because no matter what I could tell you about or show you about, you already, by taking every suck of a cigarette, or I call them death sticks, are obliterating the fact that you really are asking for help. And so, yeah.
So I will get on track with helping myself.
But you really do need to go have a bone density test.
Okay.
Because I really think you're going to have some osteoporotic issues and you need to be on calcium and all of those things. Because that's what I'm seeing when I look at your bones. I think you're starting that, and I think we need to catch it now so it doesn't get worse.
I appreciate that.
And I wish you luck because you're doing it real hard.
And Sally, I just want to share something with you. I just want you to, it's just a simple request for you. It's up to you, of course. We all have free will. I want to just ask you if there's something in your life that you have wanted to do, that you have chosen for some reason, whatever, not to do, if you could go ahead and do that right now. Is there something in your life that you wish you could have done? A bucket list, if you may. I don't like to use that term, but I will. Something that you that brings you joy that you're not doing. Let me put it that way. You don't have to think about it now on the air if you don't want to. But I really feel there's something, and you are, go ahead.
God has just blessed me in so many ways that it would be more of someone else that I could help or prevent something that has happened from happening.
All right, let me ask you a question. I want to ask a question, and Vicki, I want you to jump in on this.
I already know where you're going. Yeah.
Okay. I get to be the bad guy in this thing because I don't mind. My job, when somebody calls me in my business, my job is to heal them and save them, okay? And to save them, I tend to be, as my friends say, Bryn, you need to be more tactful. And I say, well, that's what Vicki does. I'm the one that's supposed to pick. Okay, so here's the question. If you really feel like you want to help people and you really feel that God has blessed you, why are you shooting him the bird every time you have a cigarette? That's basically telling God, hey, God, I'm really blessed, but oh, by the way, I'm going to destroy the body that you gave me. You just think
I
about that.
I really wish I could answer that because my first thought when she asked me the question would be to go back and never have started smoking.
Okay, okay. Well, you can start that tomorrow morning.
Yeah. See, this feels about you. It doesn't feel about what you're doing for somebody else. Because
you can't
to me,
for somebody else if you're smoking.
Yeah. To me, it feels about something for you, the something that you brings you joy that you wish you could have done or you can do now. Because so many times, Sally, and I'm a healer as Brent is, and it's so many times we always look outside of ourselves. Well, we could do this for somebody or we could do that for somebody. But it's the internal, it's our, God gave it, the connection to us. It all begins with us. That is not selfishness. That's a religious viewpoint on it.
If you don't take care of your body, how can you be a healer for anybody else? If you
that's
don't take
right.
care of you, how can you take care of anybody else?
Yeah. I feel, Sally, that you would be, I feel from a soul contract viewpoint, I feel that it would be one of the greatest journeys and one of the greatest gifts. I'm going to use the word gifts to give yourself. It would be like the most powerful gift to stop smoking. I feel that you would be so proud of yourself that you would feel like you could go out and do anything in your world.
Well, the bottom line is, if you don't have dominion over yourself, how can you have dominion over anything else?
Hmm?
I don't know, but I am a firm believer, and I believe in that one-ment with God. And I'd ask God, tell me how, you know, just get. I unfortunately make it easy for me.
Yeah. What I want you to do, Sally. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Do you have a pen? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to read Brenda Atwater's book. It's, you can get it at Just Plain Book. Why do I always say that? Just Plain Love Books. It's called Medical Intuition.
The one you want is Healing Yourself.
Oh, Healing Yourself. Well, so,
that
yeah,
has
healing,
players
that's the one.
Will
okay.
tell her how to command her energy.
Okay,
to-
okay. Healing Yourself. I was thinking that was this book. Okay. And I want you to go buy that book and just read it. And I'm not doing that just because she's on my show. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because we care about you. And I know that you have it within you, Sally. But sometimes we need help. We need instruction. We need inspiration. We need a step-by-step guide of how to do it. I mean, you can have the intention. But sometimes that's why you called in, Sally. You called in because there's a reason why. You wanted to hear something. And so, you know, get that book and say those statements.
She's got a lot of energy. Sally, you got fabulous energy, and you can do a lot of good people.
Yes, you can help so much, Sally. You got so many gifts.
So we need you to get off the death sticks so you can start a lot of people out there who need your help.
You know what? I love you. I love your honesty. I love your integrity of being up front. I will definitely get on my ebook and get this now.
There you go. Get your ebook on learn yourself.
You need to get off your butts, put down the death sticks, and go help other people. And every time you want a cigarette, you get off your bun and go help somebody else.
And do you know, Sally, you know who you'll end up helping? The very people that you have overcome the problem with.
That's right.
And if you're helping, sitting there helping people try to get off smoking, and you're going behind their back and smoking,
it's like I had a breast cancer lady come into me and say, I want you to work with me to get rid of my breast cancer. She said, oh, by the way, let me go smoke a cigarette before we start the session.
I'll
give up the cigarette, we ain't going to have any sessions. So what I'm saying to you is, your energy is fabulous. You do need to go see about the osteoporosis because I think you're really starting that. But I do think that you have the strength to do that, and I think that you were called to heal people later in life. But you have to master you, because here's the deal. If God's sitting up there and he says, okay, there's two people down there. There's one person who's gotten over themselves and can take care and discipline themselves to help others. And then we got this other person over there who wants to help people, but's killing themselves off. Now, if you were the universe, which would you put in charge of helping your folks?
I really don't have to think about that too much.
No, not much.
I'm going to take this one who've overcome their hurdles, and I'm going to use that person in service to me. Because if I put all my, if I invest interest in the one over here who's trying to kill themselves, what's my return on the investment? Hello?
So God knows that I have loved
Yeah.
And God knows that I have given.
Yes.
And so I guess it's just time to give to myself.
Give to yourself. Sally, there's something else, too, Spirit sharing with me, is there is a vitamin that you need, and Brent may be able to. Did you tell her, Brent? But I feel like there's some vitamin or something naturopathic. I see her putting it in her mouth.
That's because she do that because of her osteoporosis?
Yeah, I feel like there's something that's going to help her with the smoking, though, that because there's the depletion of the
magnesium. She loses all of that when she has the
magnesium. CalMag. Go drink CalMag. CalMag, CalMag. You can order it online. You can go to a health food store. If you drink too much of it, you'll be on the toilet all the time. So
that's
just, you know, be aware. So, you know, just be aware of that. So,
If you're called to service, then the first person you are to serve is yourself so that you can stay in service to others. And one of the things that because I have the ability to look inside a body, and there are not a lot of people who can see intestines and nerves and bones and blood, then a lot of people call me, and I have to set parameters because it will burn me up. And at first I felt bad because I wasn't loving and go, oh, I need to help all these people, and I would fry myself and I couldn't help them.
Mm-hmm.
What I realized was, Brent, set parameters and take care of yourself so you can take care of more people. And so when you start taking care of yourself, you will be able to serve more people.
Okay. Sally, you got some great energy here that you've learned from Brent, so just go forward with it, and we want to thank you for calling in tonight, okay?
And let us know how your progress is, because the more you start progressing in taking care of you, the more people you will find that will come to seek solace in that which you came to serve.
And I will do it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sally. Yeah, and take care of those flowers, because it sounds like you love to plant flowers. So every time, you know, plant a seed to believe in yourself and let that flower grow, and that be that flower for Sally. Let it be your flower. So, okay?
Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Okay. So, boy, we've gotten some great calls here. Now, you know what I'm going to do here, Brent?
So we need to run and hide for a minute because we've been too straightforward, right?
Woo! I tell you. Well, listen, we got one more because I want you to do me real fast.
Uh-oh.
I have had, well, let me just tell you something. It's not a big deal. About 8 months ago, I had a new crown put in. No problems, nothing wrong with it. Everything's fine. And then about.
Is this up on your left, upper left?
It's on the right side. It's on the right side. And about January of this year, 2011, it started getting sore. The gums did. And he thought at first I was going to have a root canal. And I've been doing energy work on it, looking at the whys of, you know, wishy-washiness about, you know, I'm doing my own reading here, y'all, just in case anybody has gum problems out there. I've been looking at, you know, what decisions I've been having a difficult time making, the wishy-washiness of putting the house on the market. You know, a lot of issues that I go from a spiritual viewpoint. But I thought, well, you know what? What do you see actually a root issue there?
No, I see periodontitis.
Oh.
One of the things that you can do to stop that is, and see, when I look at you, you are a mirror image to me. So when I say left, that's actually.
That's right. It would be right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I knew. I knew that when you said that. Mm-hmm.
Face to face. Well, readers don't understand that because when I read somebody and look inside their body or their energy, mm-hmm. I look at them face to face, and from the frontal view, everything that I say is on the right. It's really on the left. What I'm seeing is it's sort of lighting up around the edge, and I think you've got some periodontitis, and I think that what you can do is mix half of, you can take, go get 99 cents at the drugstore, and it's hydrogen peroxide, and it's a debrider.
Oh, yeah, I have that. Mm-hmm.
People who get sore around issues like that, you can take and if you're talking gum sore, and then just use it about every second, no more than every second and probably every third day, and debride the bacteria, because what happens is the bacteria gets caught up around the edges of the crown and mm-hmm. then creates the bacteria. Now, another thing for the bacteria in your gum is if you will take a tablespoon of honey a day, bacteria cannot live in a body that has honey.
Oh, okay.
And you use Manuka, which is several grades. You can get Manuka honey in grade 10, 20, and 40 for wounds. And anybody out there listening can research it on Google. It's called Manuka honey. And grade 40, grade 40 is used for third-degree burns, toes that diabetics can't heal, and for bed sores and pressure sores and things like that that won't heal. And it's one of the latest discoveries because it's only been around 6,000 years. And then 20-grade Manuka will help a lot of dental problems, and it'll take out the infections for root canals, that things like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's because, yeah, because he kept saying, you may need a root canal, and I said, nah, I won't need it. I'll handle it.
Right.
Somehow or another, I'll handle it. So, everybody, that's wonderful advice. So, now, I want to share something, and thank you for that, Brent. Thank you very much, because I didn't want to have a root canal. I did not want to have one.
All right, when I'm looking at you, your root canal does not light up, but the area around the outside of your gum does, and it's sort of going into the tooth in front of it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so another thing is you can take a water pick and mix it half and half with water and peroxide, which will shoot under the edges of the gum and foam up like you have rabies. And sit for a while, and in doing that on an ongoing basis, it'll take about, 6 weeks to clear it up, but it
Well, yeah, because you know the back part of the gum doesn't have any soreness to it. It's only the front part. Isn't that interesting? You know, the back, which I thought in a root canal everything would hurt. You know, everything.
But I'm seeing that you'll within a week. I'm hearing between a week and 14 days. You'll have start resolution. The sore will go away, but you'll still have the inflammation.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
You've got the inflammation you need to use the peroxide.
Okay. I will do that then. Thank you. So, do you want to go ahead and handle the call from the email from Wayne from North Carolina?
All right. You know, I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see what I'm looking at.
Well,
bodies.
Now, we received an email, and she reads so well, I'm going to let her read it. But this has to do, while we're doing that, it has to do, folks, with alcoholism. You know, so many people talk about it. Is it genetic? Is it in our DNA? Is it because my mom was a good alcoholic? Now, I have a very strong viewpoint on that as a Rohan therapist, because you see, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well, Brent, before we get into the medical.
I'm going to read the question now. The gentleman's
name. Okay, good. Yes.
Those of you who give us both of your names, like his name is Wayne Dunlap, and Wayne, he feels that he's asking this question for a lot of people that maybe don't have the nerve to ask it, but I want to thank him for being so straightforward in asking this. And when you, as a reader or someone sending us a question, please, if you'll send us both names, we can tap into your energy more rapidly rather than just having your first name, so it really helps us. But if you give us a fake name, then we tap into fake energy, so we can't get a true read. Now, here's what he writes. My question to Vicky is, I believe that alcoholism and addiction issues are genetic in some cases. Well, my read on that is he doesn't have a genetic one. That's just BS. And I believe that they're also due to addictive personalities. My read is he does have that. He says he has both. Well, I don't think so on the genetics. I do agree with the personality. I would like to know medically and spiritually how to curb compulsions. Well, you know, the kind of person I'm saying when he says medically curb it, you need to put the beer down, or you need to go and command your cells and your energy and the chemicals in your brain through biofeedback, not to create the chemical that creates the impulsion, because your mind controls the electromagnetics of what brain chemicals are put out. So I would say, to answer that, and then I'm going to give you the whole floor, I would say, Wayne, say, I command my body to be alcohol-free. I command my body to be alcohol-free. I command my body to be alcohol-free. Or you can say, I am alcohol-free. I have no, what's the word?
Desire.
But you
obsession.
Can't say, you say, you know, you can say something, but you cannot say, I have no desire, because that's a negative. You say,
okay.
I have to think about the wording on that. But the point being is, I command my body not to respond to alcohol. I command my body not to respond to alcohol. You can
but
say
that would be negative. Wouldn't that be negative too, though?
That's right.
Yeah.
Say, I'm alcohol compulsion free.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
I am alcohol addiction free. And you just keep saying that. It's just sort of like when you got to go to the bathroom, you cross your knees and say, I got to wait till I get to the bathroom. I got to wait till I get to the bathroom. Well, your body goes, okay, I'll wait. So you can say, I am alcohol, compulsion free. I'm alcohol compulsion free. And just keep saying it. It takes 2 weeks for your mind to learn to do your chemicals, and you can time it on your watch. When you say that, they have done numerous tests. It takes 20 seconds for your body to respond. So if you can fake your body out for 20 seconds, that's like when you say, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go to the bathroom. You're probably, with riches. But if you say, I got to wait till I get to the bathroom, I got to wait till I get to the bathroom, then your mind will control the chemicals that tells your body it's time to go and wait those 20 seconds till you get to the bathroom. So I want
that makes
you
sense.
To make spiritually
sense.
How he can work on changing his emotional.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we'll look at Wayne. I'm hoping that Wayne is listening, but even if you're not, Wayne, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good, Wayne. I love to talk about this because there are some viewpoints here that I have. You know, you talk about genetics. Well, genetics is in the cells. And let's just say for a moment, let's just talk genetic for a moment. What is genetic? I personally don't believe that. I mean, yes, we carry genetics from one person to another. But what is in a genetic in a cell? It's a thought and a feeling. It's held energies. It's the Akashic records. It's energy. It's plain old energy.
Right.
And so when you core it down, you can say it's this and you can say it's that, a thought, a feeling, but it all comes from energy.
Right.
So if you have a person that has a long lineage, and I'm not saying that's you, Wayne, but I'm just going to make a statement here because we're going to talk about this for a minute. It's a fascinating subject. If you have a long lineage in your family of alcoholism, I would dare to argue with the top experts in the world. They'd say it's genetic. You have no control over it. You're doomed. And I would say, no. There are thought patterns, viewpoints, energies that went into the cellular DNA of the very first person who became the alcoholic. It got passed on and passed on and it got passed on. Now, that is a simple version of it, and I do not in any way pretend to be a scientist. I understand things energetically. I understand things intuitively, and I have never attempted to be a scientist. But I know that I know what I'm talking about is true. I mean, I've studied it as well. But it is that cellular energy, and if that is energy, can be changed. So if someone does have a genetic line after line, generation after generation of alcoholism, I'd say be the one to stop it. Be the one to go in there and get a grip on I can tell you right now, there's inadequacy involved in the thought pattern. There are faulty thoughts in there about self-worth, self-rejection. There is a lot of thoughts that go on in all of those cellular issues. So what you want to do, take what Brent's saying, shift. We have the power of the mind to shift. It's called what?
Shape-shifting the energy.
Shape-shifting the energy. That's almost tongue-twister. And it's shape-shift. I won't say that on the radio. Anyway, so what I would do, I mean, as a Rohan therapist, I work with people who have had, alcoholism and stuff. All I do is work on their thought pattern. Where was the thought for you? Where did it come from? And, when you work on energy work, you're working on generations of work. You're not just working from the mother, maybe the mother put something in your thought pattern when you were born, but it's not about blame. It's about getting that faulty thought, releasing it, understanding it. It's all about understanding. But I can promise you somewhere along the way, there's some sort of self-rejection. But I do, on the positive side, Wayne, I want to tell you that you have great qualities about you because you're very, very highly, highly intuitive and highly spiritual. Typically, people who reach out have difficulty surviving on this plane because it just ain't right here on this physical universe. And you know it, Wayne. And you're too smart. And you're sitting trying to figure it out long time ago. And you just finally give up and just have a little drink here and there because it makes it a little easier. And the truth is, you feel like that when you're drinking or whatever, you're a little lighter and connected with God. But, you know, the true connection with God is through energy and through light, and that's the real true connection. I mean, you can get that little relaxation, but, you know, it's a fix. So just remember that. I mean, even they talk about Jesus changing water into wine. But if you overdo anything, I mean, you know, sex is great, but if you overdo it, it's not good. If you drank water until you're blue in the face and you can't, you know, breathe because you're drinking, you know, water, that's not good either. So, does that make sense? What we're talking about, Wayne? Can we hear you? Yeah.
Wayne is an old soul, and a lot of old souls who are highly connected do have addictions to shut out the sensitivities.
And yes, so, exactly. Because sometimes you don't know what to do with it. Because here on Earth is tough. I mean, it can be tough.
Okay,
you know?
But I'll say something in that. A lot of times the reason you're sensitive to something is that the universe giving you a psychic protection. So instead of being sensitive to it, be thankful that it's a psychic protective.
Wow. Yeah, I can understand that too. So, you know, there are a lot of issues involved with it, but I tell you, Wayne, you have a lot going on for you, and just know that. I mean, for you to share this with everyone, you know, we've done two shows on this, so you know, a lot of people have had the opportunity to hear that. So I want to share that with you, and just know that, you know, somewhere along the way, you know, get that thought going, you know, and shift that thought, and then take some long walks, you know, you know, shifting the energy. When you're wanting to shift something, now I don't know if I'm saying it the same way, you know, nomenclature, but when I want to focus on something, I'll focus on my purpose. My purpose, if I'm getting negative or something, all of you out there, no matter what goes on in my world, all I do is I focus. You know, my purpose is in this world, and I know it very strongly, is to inspire. That is my purpose on this earth. I can do it by writing books. I can do it by talking to Wayne. I can do it by talking to Sonia. I can do it by talking to Sally. My purpose is to inspire. So I can do that 15 different ways. And so when I get into something like, oh gosh, this isn't working. Oh my gosh, what am I happy? You know, I just go right into the power of the thought is my purpose is to inspire. And then all of a sudden everything else goes away because I focus in on that. I might say it, you know, 30 times. I might take a walk and say it for a half an hour. But I'll shift that energy so fast, you know, I won't be thinking about anything but inspiration after that. So I hope that helps. Now, everyone listening in, if you didn't get your call in or if you didn't get your message in, go to Brent@Brentatwater.com. You can contact her. You can order her book online. So give us some names of some of the books. I know that you're not promoting your other books, but just tell us how to get to your books anyway. Well, just plain books.
Let's just make it like the grocery store. Just go to justplainlovebooks.com because every book was written with just plain love.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Now, well, another thing we want is we want to extend an invitation to everyone on April the 6th to Brent Atwater@blogtalkradio.com. Vicki and I are going to team up again, and I'm going to look inside bodies, and she's going to give you the spiritual overview of what's happening. So you can send your questions of what you want me to look at inside your body at askbrent@live.com, or you can mail your questions to VickiFord.com, and she and I will be taking on. This has been such a fun thing to do.
Isn't this fun?
Duality of, let me tell you what your why you have your messed up intestines, and Vicki can tell you what's the spiritual cause and how to fix it.
Well, I can tell you right now, you got some stopped up stuff going on with your thought patterns and the way you're moving and letting go of your old past. I can tell you that right now.
Okay, so
but that's That's easy. And then I can help you get over it, and so we go from there.
I'm just going to say where it is, what to see, and what test to take, and then you.
I know. it's a blessing. But listen, I want to just remind you just to tune back into the Vicki Ford Show. I will be back in. I can't even think about dates right now. I'm in channels. So I'm not on next week. Psychic Robin is on next week at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But the next week, which will be sometime in, I believe it's the 6th of April, I would imagine. No, that's not right. But whatever it is, the next Monday, I will be back on. Psychic Robin and I alternate every other week. And then on the 5th week, Psychic Robin and I work together, which will be sometime in May. That'll be our first time, our show together. So come visit me at VickiFord.com. Get a reading. Go to Brent at BrentAtwater.com and get your own reading. I'm sure a longer reading with Brent could solve a lot of issues for a lot of people medically. So I bet you have fun doing that on a longer basis, don't you, Brent?
I like to walk. I start at the top of your head and look at every cell going from the top of your head to your toes, turn you around and do it on the backside too. So
That would be incredible. So
my readings usually take about 2 hours.
No kidding. Well, I am honored to have you. I've seen you work many, many times, and she's incredible. So, but thank you all for listening in. Thank you, Brent Atwater, for being here this evening. We've got to say goodnight.
Well, we'll say goodnight.
It's time. So.
Let everybody with their health problems come on down on April 6th to see us both.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Night-night.
Night-night. Thank you.